Welcome to Curly and Confident, the podcast where two curly-haired queens share their journeys to finding confidence in their curls. We're your hosts, Emily Palacios
and Salisha Thomas, and we're here to dive into the world of curly hair and the empowering journey to self-confidence. Because here's the thing.
It's not just about the hair. Curly and Confident is all about celebrating the beauty of being you.
Get ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even shed a tear or two as we explore what it truly means to be curly and confident.
We're back.
We are back, my friend.
You're in a chummy mood today. I like it.
You know what? I was kind of dreading today for so many reasons, Emily. And now the bulk of it is over. This is the fun part. And I did it. I did today.
You did do it. I love that. Do you like a Monday typically, or are you like a no-go on a Monday?
I've always loved Monday because I'm an actor.
That's and I your day off. I know.
Anything on Monday. But recently, I've been taking a lot of meetings and everybody wants to put them on Mondays. So it does kind of feel like I'm a working girl.
Yeah.
You see my little collared shirt?
I love it.
I feel like I'm acting like a working girl because...
Got a dress to impress, and you got to put it on until like you fool other people into believing I am this thing, right? Right, a part of it.
And it's crazy. It's like I put on a little bit of makeup and people are so like receptive to everything I'm saying versus when I just show up, they're like, yeah, we don't want any. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you got to put yourself together. Which is definitely, I am in makeup currently because I taught today. But on my days off when I don't teach, it is a makeup-free day for me all the time. And
Emily, you look the bomb. You look the bomb. Your face looks bomb. Your hair looks bomb. Can we talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it. I'm beautiful. I was telling you before we hit the record button, my husband has been dyeing my hair now probably for the past year and a half.
See, that is like a... That's a, what do you call when you get life by the, what do you call it? Like you've won at life.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. No, it's, he went to school for art, like physical art and sculpture and all of that media art, not performing arts.
And then he married piece of art.
A performance artist.
And that too.
And there you go. But yeah, so I just find because he is so meticulous, he does such a good job with my hair. It's like, it's never all over. I remember because I started dyeing my hair when I was in high school. And so not because of any grays, but just because I wanted to like experiment. But it was always like in the brown family. Like I never did anything outside of brown. But as I gotten older, probably within the last 2 years, I'm like, Jordan, I would look like as like a redhead in a blonde.
Wait, what's your natural color?
A brown, just like a kind of, yeah, like a light brown that's got like some red to it, but nothing crazy. And so I was just like, I wonder what I would look like as a redhead. So because he's so good. And I remember, like I said, in high school, it just like being all over. And then in college, the girls that I lived with, they always had me dye their hair. So I just like would be over the tub and it would just be everywhere. It would look like blood's on the wall because it was red dye always. So he does such a good job. So I have to give him some
great
props.
Job.
Yeah. I don't have any anywhere, which is just, fabulous. So Miguel is out for
popping.
Rent.
Miguel.
Yeah. You can rent him out. He'll dye your hair, ladies, especially for those of you that are now experiencing gray hair. Hello. Our body is slowly dying. Isn't that fun?
Oh my gosh. It's like we're after 30. It's like a race to the grave.
I know. That's what... And of course, all of my grays are right in my bangs. So they're right in the front of my hair. And I'm like, cool. So luckily, I was like, it's time. We need a refresh.
They're on my crown. I have 5 gray hairs and they're all just like,
they're all in here, but now they're dyed up and you can't see them anymore.
You know what? Okay, wait. So I was just thinking about this the other day. And since we're on a hair podcast, I can talk about it.
Yes, you can.
Okay. So the last few days, and it looks a little crunchy in here.
No, it looks
give
great.
Me a little grace. My light is a little like low, all the things. But these last few days, Emily, I've been getting compliments on my hair, which is really a big deal because it's like day bajillion. Mm. It used to be like my prime was day 3.
Ooh,
and
okay.
After about a year of deep conditioning my hair on a regular basis, like either every week or every other week, my hair has been able to like last longer. And obviously,
I was going to ask, how long do you go without washing?
Well, it used to be like after day 3 or 4, like there's nothing I can do with it. Mm-hmm. And now like she's still really big, but like yeah. I can rock it. And that is, it's subtle, but a huge difference. I'm like, oh, okay. Like I've learned just like a few little techniques that have like helped me to enjoy it longer.
Yeah. I'm an every like 4 day kind of wash girl for my hair.
No, that makes sense.
I find
that it gets...
that's towards the end of my like longevity with them. Then they kind of start to lose their luster. It's the, if I don't shower on day 4, it goes up in a bun. And, yeah. you know, I just kind of live with it for one more day and it does its thing.
But that's the thing. Yeah. It's like, what is your style for what kind of curls you want to have? Because I know some people who like detangle and refresh their curls daily, and their curls are they're popping. Like you can see every curl. And I've always been kind of a halo kind of girl. Like I like a lot of frizz. And so now, because it's not as dry as it was when I first went natural, like I can wear it for 7 days, 8.
Yeah.
It's
My head starts to get itchy around that 5th day. I'm like, I can tell that it's time to like take that scalp scrubber and just kind of give it a good old massage in there. Get those crusties out of my scalp.
I mean, that does feel so good.
It feels so good. The first time I got it, I went up to my husband and I did it on his head and he was like, oh, that's nice. I was like, yes, it is nice, isn't it? So now I love doing it to myself in the shower. And if you don't have one of those, I guess I'll link it below. But they're like $7 on Amazon, the little scrubber things.
I need
things.
One.
They're so nice.
I've used them, but like when I...
They're nice.
Wait, don't let me lose my train of thought.
Okay.
Was I just about to say about what you were just saying?
We were talking about wash day.
Wash day. Oh, yes.
And you liking your frizz and volume, which I love.
Yeah, you know what? I do forget that I have curls after about day 8. And then when I wash my hair again, it's just frizz.
What does my hair look like anymore?
Right. And then the second it gets wet, I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Does your hair stay curly when it is wet?
Yeah. Does yours not?
See, mine doesn't. My hairdresser is always, every time I go in and I see her, which is like twice a year, and I should do it like more like 3 times a year. I'm trying to get better about it. But every time she's always like, you have the straightest wet hair out of anybody I've ever met. She's like, I cannot believe it becomes what it does after because it's so straight. It's so straight. Yeah. It's very strange. Yeah. I look like a different person.
Mine is not that, Emily, at all.
I was like, oh, I didn't know. She's like telling me that it's so straight. I'm like, doesn't this happen to everybody? Like your hair gets wet. And then she was like, no.
I will say when mine's wet, it is long.
Oh,
it
so
feels long.
It
looks long.
You feel like a luxurious mermaid in those showers.
I'm like, you can't tell me nothing. If I got to keep this length, I'm like, girl, I know I'm banging.
I know.
And it dries. And I realize that my purpose is for my hair to grow up, not down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine shrinks about 3 inches. What about you? More than that.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like if I have it curly, it will be like to where my bra strap is in the back. And then when it dries, it's near my chin.
So we're bringing this up, which is nothing to do with what we wanted to talk about, which is kind of what I love about the first episode that we did too. So my mother-in-law has seen this, her hair person for forever. And she was like, you should go to him. It's a cheap haircut, you know. He's cut curly hair before. I'm like, okay, great. He cuts curly hair. You got it, man. So I went over and immediately I'm like, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Shoot.
But I let him do it, right? I don't know why I didn't say anything. I was younger then. I would have said something now.
He didn't cut it wet, did he?
He did, Salisha. He did.
No, that's like rule number one. That's like curls 101. You can't cut it wet.
He cut it wet and then... Wait, Salisha, it gets worse. He cut it wet, right? And then I'm like, can you cut my bangs? And he doesn't remember that curly hair shrinks. So he cuts them to where I ask him, my eyebrow. They shrink up 3 inches. I had tiny, like, baby bangs just right here.
Emily,
I looked like I have pictures that they were so tiny. And I was like, this was a mistake. And I could not wait for them to, I mean, they literally were like an inch long.
Especially since your hair, you just said that your hair is really straight when it's wet. Like,
it was a bad experience for all my curly haired girls. If anybody wets your hair when they're cutting it, I mean, just walk out. That's the wrong way to do it.
At least like let them cut it first dry.
Yes.
And then they can do the wash. Okay, wait, do you ever cut your bangs yourself now or do you always go to the hairdresser?
I cut them myself.
That's a good thing. I don't know why you're acting like you're in trouble.
Because sometimes I like get a little crazy.
Okay.
And I'm like, maybe I did it too much. I mean, like right now I have some very tiny pieces in my bangs. And I'm like, all right, Emily, you got a little happy with the scissors today, didn't you?
Okay. Well, I want to ask you, and I know it's different for everybody, especially like the different curl types. But for you, what is your marker for how long your curly bang should be when you are cutting them yourself?
So I like it to touch like the top of my eyebrow. Like you can even tell the difference between this side and this side. This side is like perfect for me. This side's a little long because then it's encroaching on my eyes and I'm like, I want to see things. Also, I like my eyebrows.
Oh, they do look good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So yeah, I like right at the top of my eyebrow is where I like it.
Follow-up question to what you just said. Now I might be contradicting what we just said, but do you cut them obviously dry, but like do you cut them when they're curly or do you like elongate it in your hand and then cut? What do?
Leave them while they're curly. So I don't take in, like, look how long that thing is. That's
right?
Crazy. Yeah. So I just leave it. As I now have an Elvis Presley or a Danny Zuko rather. And so, no, I leave it and then I just come in with the scissor and I'm like, and I go in and I click. Yeah.
Because obviously I've done this wrong plenty of times. So now I'm like, why did I ever just
ask a friend?
What's the right
way? I mean, cutting it wet. That's the wrong way. That's what we've learned. That's the wrong way to do it.
That's the wrong way.
But other than that, I think anything is right as long as it works for your hair.
I think another roadblock that I have run into, like, because I want to cut my own bangs because that is important to me that I have bangs, but I'm not trying to run to the hairdresser for a $300 haircut every time I want to trim my bangs. So I'm like, let me learn how to do this myself. Mm-hmm. But I've done it wrong plenty of times. So, and the other roadblock that I come up with is how am I styling the top of my hair? Because if my bangs are in a different place, then I'm cutting different, like a different layer kind of. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I got the shag wolf cut that everyone's going crazy for. That's the latest cut that I got. And I'm obsessed too. So I love it. It's my favorite haircut I've ever gotten. Literally every time I looked in the mirror for like, I need to get it cut again. But every time I looked, I was like, damn girl, this is your haircut. Like it just felt so good. I loved it. It was like finally I found the cut for me. But because it's
like so round.
Well, yeah, up top.
Kind of at the top.
Instead of all of my weight being down here at the bottom, the point of it is to like put the weight up top as well so that it's evenly dispersed. So I have a good portion of like hair here. And if it is not tamed, sometimes it will like fall in front of the bangs and then I'll cut those. And then when they go back out to the side, I'm like, oopsie, made a mistake.
Can't super glue it back on. And also I want to comment on something that you also said, which like how many times you go to the hairdresser. Yeah. You were saying you go twice.
I go twice a year. Every 6 months.
I go once.
Really? Once a year?
Okay. So here's what I, here's.
How listen. Do you get through a whole year?
Everybody is different. This is what I'm learning. So at first, everyone told me you have to get your hair cut, what, like every like 4 to 6
weeks?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Every 4 to 6 weeks. So guess what? I was getting my hair cut every 4 to 6 weeks. And I don't know if this is a black thing or if it's a curls thing or if it's an experience thing, but I realized that whenever people get their hands in my hair, they want to cut a lot off. And I've always been I want to grow my hair out. It's really hard to grow your hair out if somebody's always cutting it off.
Yeah,
if you,
of course.
If you ask for a trim and they're taking off inches.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go not every 6 weeks, a little bit longer. And then I did. And then I went a little bit longer and the world didn't end. Number one.
Yeah.
And I started going to this guy in LA. He is a celebrity hairstylist. He is expensive, but I will budget the money and I will go, especially now that it's once a year.
Yeah. Once a year. Yeah.
It's the curl doctor, Shai Emil, in Los Angeles, but a specific neighborhood in Los Angeles. But if you look up the curl doctor, he will pop up. And he was like, Salisha, your hair is in good shape. You can come to me once a year. You don't need to come all throughout the year.
Yeah.
And if you, but only if you keep taking care of it. You have to keep taking care of it and deep conditioning it, like doing all the things, detangling, whatever. And I've been going to him once a year, and every year my hair has gotten more healthy.
Wow.
Listen, I'm not the doctor on this. I'm just saying I have. Well, I feel like money wise, I've kind of like, it's still around the same. It's just less. I don't worry about it.
Yeah. So you said it's about $300 for a cut for him? No, more expensive?
Oh, you know what? I think so. I just got a color last time, so it was more. It was significantly more. But yeah, I think the cut is around that, but don't quote me.
Every time I go, it's $100 to get my hair cut, which is not bad, right? It's expensive, but once again, it's doable if I think about it like long-term sort of thing. $200 a year on a haircut for my hair.
It's on your head that you look at every day.
But I do want to start going a third time, and I want it to be like every 4 months, I think, is more my speed, so that it just can get refreshed. Because I had just, when you and I met in January, at the end of January, I had just, as I point my finger at you, but at the end of January, I just gotten my haircut before I literally had gotten my haircut and went to Potfest. So,
and it had an energy too. I could feel.
Oh God, I just, that haircut.
You were
just
a vibe for sure.
It's my life. I just want to be that haircut. So I think now that we're in the beginning of April, January, February, March. Yeah. It's like at the end of April, it will hit that 4 month mark. And it's like, it needs a refresh.
And I think that's like kind of cool to like compare and contrast. Like, what are your hair needs at this time?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going for a specific shape? Are you going for a specific look? Are you trying to grow it out? Like I know when I was keeping my hair straight, I loved getting my hair cut. And even now, I still love getting my haircut. People just get really scissor happy with me. And I end up with hair at my ears when it was just at my nipple length. How did we get from here? Do you know how long it takes me to grow my hair?
Yeah.
They cut it all off. It's like, okay, all right, I guess I got to give it a couple more years. But it does feel so good to get a
It feels cut. It feels so good. Something that I've been gifting myself as I've aged. I really don't like massages. I'm like not one of those people. It's such a big divide. Some people love massages, other people don't. I don't really like them. I want somebody to pet me. I'd like to be a cat and just kind of have somebody pet me nicely, but no like going in and digging. So I love a facial. I love facials. So I've been treating myself about every 6 weeks. I go to my friend Jasmine and I get a lovely little facial, and it's like my time on a Saturday. She gives me like an hour and a half, and I just, I feel so revived.
Sounds
after.
Wonderful.
It is so lovely. It's so relaxing, but it's funny where, and hair too. Like I love a haircut. Something about it just like revives who you are. I feel like there's something about that. The annoyance of like holding your head back on the sink, right? You're like, this is uncomfortable. I'm getting neck cranks. It just feels so good. And then you walk out and you're another person. You walked in one way and you walk out another. Do you go to your, I had written this down. I wrote down three words so that I could remember, and I did. So look at that. Do you go into your haircuts with pictures, like inspiration pictures, or do you just let them do what you want them to do?
It depends.
Okay.
It definitely depends. Like when I get anything done, if I like to go to somebody who I've stalked the heck out of them. Mm. I have researched them. And if I am in your chair and spending any kind of dime, I trust you. And I have found when you're dealing with artists, creatives of any kind, they do their best work when they're not being micromanaged. Mm. And so I like to just give an essence of what I am going for. Maybe I will show a photo, but then I say, have fun. And I always get better results than when I'm like, wait, what was that curl? Because I have been that girl. And I am like, wait, what about, because I'm like, I'm spending so much money, so I want it to be perfect.
Yeah, of course.
But then they're tense, I'm tense. And at the end, no one's happy. So I like to say, literally, have fun. That's what I did at my wedding. I'm like, here is this thing that I want you to create. This is kind of what I'm going for. Have fun. Let me know when you want me to look at it.
I also did not have a hair trial for my wedding, actually, too. I was like, that wedding makeup, I did. Stephanie did it, and she did a great job. Yeah, because she's a professional makeup artist. I don't know if you knew that about her. But anyway, so I was like, for my hair, I had a pretty solid idea that I just really wanted it up because it's so freaking hot in Florida that I just was like, you know what? I don't want to deal with it down. God knows what's going to happen if it's going to be crazy windy and it just blows everywhere. So I was like, just put it up. I love my hair in a bun anyway. And so I just kind of hired somebody and I was like, just put it up in a bun.
Wow.
And she did a great job.
Oh, I have not seen photos. So we might have to put like our little wedding photos.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, your hair looked phenomenal. It was down and gorgeous. Yeah,
nice one big wig. And you know what?
Loved it.
I dropped it off at somebody who used to do like my like pageant wigs. And I always gave him straight hair wigs. Mm. But he showed me that he could do natural hair. And so I trusted him with my wedding look. And I was so nervous because I didn't see it until it was time for photos. Like it was on the wig head with all like the curler things in it. And uh-huh. I took them down and put it on. And literally like we were out of time. Like I forgot to pin it to my head. And so all day. But that was, yeah. But it was good. And it took me a second. I was like, is my hair too big?
No.
And I was scared. It was beautiful. Because I'm like, my family has been very, why you don't want to straighten your hair anymore kind of thing. And
yeah.
And so I had that in the back of my mind. And when I went into the bathroom and put it on myself, I didn't let any of the girls come in. Not my mom, nobody. I was just in the bathroom. I put it on and I saw how big it was. And I looked at myself in the mirror and was like, this is statement hair. And it took me a second because at first I freaked out. And then I thought, you know what, Celicia, this is your wedding day. AKA, this day is about you and Andrew, and everybody else is invited to witness you guys' party, you guys' love kind of thing. And so how do you feel about it? And do you think Andrew would like it? And that completely changed my perspective, like not thinking about what my mom thought, not thinking about what my family in Arkansas would think. I looked at myself in the mirror and thought, do I like it? And I thought, heck yeah. And right then, one of my best friends walked into the bathroom. She's like, you've been quiet in here for the last 2 minutes. How you doing? And she did my hair. She's 10 years older than me. She did my hair when I was going to homecoming in high school. And she was there for me in this moment. And she was like, she just curled a couple little parts and it was special and it felt good.
Yeah, I love that. We literally, so my students just got to the last chapter in their book, which is all about global theater and theater all over the world and how different societies and different cultures have different theater. So like from what, you know, America views as theater, it's so different if we think globally. So we were kind of talking about the idea of kind of what you were just saying, your opinion. Stop thinking about what, oh, well, but my mom and dad taught me this, yeah, or my grandparents. Okay. How do you feel about it?
Yes.
That's really the only opinion that matters at the end of the day. Right. Like I know when I feel good. So this thing just happened. This is not about curls, but this is about confidence. So Steph and I just interviewed a guest. And I wrote a blog post about it. So that will go up on this Friday. So this will be in the future. Hello, future Emily. So the guest was a sex activist. And we're talking about it and being confident and all of this. And I had, towards the end of the interview, I had mentioned that, you know, I choose to dress more modestly in the classroom. I don't want to be seen as a sexual object by especially my male students, because I've been alone with them before and one of them was aggressive. Oh. And I don't need to be in that situation anymore.
Oh, wow.
So I choose to show up in a different way. That doesn't mean that I am not dressing in color or I'm not fun and fashionable. Like, that is not what I'm talking about. I'm not wearing brown, black, and white. And that's it. I'm like a giant glitter ball. Yeah. But because I said that I dress more modestly, she was like, well, I'd like to revisit that in a year and see how you feel. And I was like, okay. And I took it and we said goodbye. And at the end of when we had stopped recording, she was like, did I offend you? And I was like, no, I like being challenged. It's fine. She said goodbye. Steph and I started doing our cold open. And towards the end of the cold open, I had written in my notes, clarify what you said. So I was like, I just want to let everyone know like why I choose to dress this way, not because I'm ashamed of myself in any way, but because I feel most confident when I'm a bit more covered. That doesn't mean that I'm not sexy. And it doesn't mean that I, you know, like, and I got very upset and Steph and I had a conversation and she was asking if I was okay. And I just started hysterically crying and was red in the face, which is very unlike me. I cry all the time, but Steph had never seen me cry to that extent. And she was like, can you talk about it? And I was like, I I can't right now because when I cry this hard, I cannot speak. Like, it's I can't do it. I was like, so I have to go deal with this on my own. Something's happening. Let me come back and we'll check in later. And she was like, okay. So she called me a few hours later. I sat in the room and I cried in this chair and I'm writing the blog post as I'm crying to try and get my feelings out and like also just figure out what just happened that triggered this thing. And I was like, what is this? Like, why am I having this much of a reaction to somebody challenging me in the way that I dress? And I was like, I think it's because I was so not self-confident for so long. I just did what other people expected me to do and dress the way they wanted me to dress because I was so ashamed that now within the last, I would say, 5 years, my style has blossomed and I'm so happy with like how I present myself and I love my clothes. They're fun. They're funky. A lot of them are vintage clothes. Like I love vintage. I love the style and any era. It really doesn't matter to me. I'm just like happy to wear it. And I was like, I think that's why I got so upset because my confidence was being questioned. The way I see myself and my sexiness is being questioned. And I didn't appreciate that because you don't know me. And I do feel confident and I do feel sexy in what I wear.
And just, everybody has their own vibe.
I know. And everyone is going to show off the way they want to just because I'm not having
clothes.
Yeah. Just because my boobs aren't hanging out or my booty's not showing doesn't mean that I'm not proud of what I have. It's just I prefer to be a bit more professional in my life so that the first thing somebody notices is not my boobs. It's my eyes or my hair or something else physical.
I really don't think there's a right or a wrong or a good or a bad. I think in our country, it's so easy to label that this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. But it really is, what do you want? What makes you feel good? And it can change. You might want to be covered up today. You might not want to be the next day, but maybe the opposite. Like you might like to show a lot of things this time, but no, not over here. Like, and things like that's life. And we were talking about massages and stuff. I'm like, I have massages with my clothes on. And you know why? Because one time I woke up and stuff was happening. I was like, whoa, that's not going to happen again. But not everybody knows that backstory of why I don't like to have naked massages. Like, oh, you just never know, like the backstory of, and also we don't need to. We get to show up however we want to.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it was the fact that like, I never shame, like I'm so open to however you want to be identified, however you want to express yourself. I'm all about it. Like, I'm not here to shame anybody. So the fact that it was kind of like shaming me, I felt just, it like just hurt. And I was so, I was telling my husband when he had come home later that day, what had happened. And I'm choking up telling him, like, it was just such a, I don't know, on Friday, I was just very, very in it and so upset. And he was like, it's okay. You're fine. You know, like we're trying to talk it out, but confidence is, once you have it, it's so interesting how fast like somebody can kind of maybe attack it. And I don't know, for me, it was such a trigger. I guess I wasn't expecting to go here, but like, do you have a similar feeling? Because like you yourself are extremely confident. I don't know you well enough to know how you express yourself in the way that you dress on like a typical day in the life of Salisha, but like how do you combat when somebody, I guess, comes at you and maybe questions the way you wish to express yourself?
My gosh. Wow. Like,
I know that's a loaded question.
I know it is. And you know, like they say the older you get, the more you don't care. And that is true. I think like, for sure. And I do have confidence, but people have and do less more so these days, but they still do come for me for my personality a lot. Like it's so big. And sometimes people meet me and they automatically think that I'm putting on an act. And that just really hurt my feelings. Basically, people calling me fake and then they spend an hour with me or a week with me. And they're like, you know, when I first met you, yada, yada, yada. And I realized how genuine, like, you know, now I'm realizing how not personal it is. I'm just going to be me. And the only time I'm going to dial it down is when money is on the line, AKA, do I need to pull back so I can get this gig, this voiceover gig? Because talking to 5,000 people is not going to work in a microphone if I need to sound like I'm talking to one person. Like, okay, yeah. I will actively pull myself back if I have to be on camera and I'm giving to the back row and the camera is a foot away from my face. But other than that, in my real life, I am who I am. And like we said, like our vibe attracts our tribe. And so the people around me, my best friends, love who I am. I do not have to make myself smaller or pretend that I'm cooler than I am because I end up unhappy and it's too much brain power. I can't.
Oh, I can't even like when I look back about like how I diminished myself, like, right, diminishing your light and all of that stuff just so that I could fit in with these other. And now stepping into like just who I am and saying what I feel and expressing myself the way I'm like, how did I ever contain this?
Right.
How did I do it? And you're right. The friend thing is so true because I think we have such a backwards feeling about this in this country, especially. And social media has not done a very good job helping this. But people are like, quantity, quantity, quantity. The amount of friends is what matters. And it's like, nope, it's the quality of the friendship. Yeah. I want quality. I want people, like you said, I don't have to diminish what I say. I can say how I feel. I can express myself. We can have a conversation if we disagree, but it's not like an erupting volcano where I also feel like I have to hide or just turn over and be the submissive dog.
Right.
Like, I don't want that anymore.
Can I point something out that you said?
Yeah.
This is just going back a little bit to when you were talking about when you were feeling challenged about the way you dress and the whole sexy whatever thing. Can we just take a moment that you went to your husband to tell him what had happened, aka somebody who loves you, chose you, accepts you, and loves you just as you are?
Yeah.
So it who? The freak cares. What? You have your person. You approve of you and the person you got to live with also approves. Like that is such a blessing in itself.
Oh, yeah.
And like to remind ourselves, like whose opinion really matters?
Hi, the person looking back at you from the mirror.
Like when we approve of ourselves, the rest of the world begins to fall in line. Like that's what I am finding.
Wow. Every episode that we do, he's just so active. He has a lot to say about curls. That's what it is. He's just jealous. Every dog that we see, my dog is a chihuahua for those of you that are like, I don't know what he looks like. So he's a short-haired chihuahua. He's got no curls. He's a straight-haired man. Any dog that we see that has curly hair, he goes crazy. He like goes in there and he tries to get, he's so excited by it. I'm like, he's just jealous. Every time I see another dog with curly hair and he goes up to them and does the same thing, I'm like, he's jealous of your curls. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Oh my god.
But no, we are lucky and it's crazy to be I'll be 32. I think you're around the same, right?
Yeah.
So it's like it is nuts to be here in this place. And like I can't be upset with myself that I got upset. I was something happened and I got upset. I was challenged and I haven't been challenged in that way in a long time because I love myself and I haven't thought about expressing myself in any other way because I'm comfortable doing it the way that I do it. So it was just it's crazy to be here and to see how far we've come, I think, is kind of a beautiful journey. You know, with our confidence, with our hair. This is nothing that we wanted to talk about, which I love.
I know.
That's why you were like, let's figure it out. I was like, I have a feeling we're not going to stay on
topic
at all.
It's going to just go. Can I tell you something that I've been thinking about lately?
Give it to me.
Actually, I think about this all the time. I compare not straightening my hair to being an alcoholic. And in terms of I what did I quit cold turkey 6 years and 3 months ago? I'm like, I have it down to the day and the hour. I stopped straightening my hair in January 2018, and I think about it not infrequently, Emily. Like
that you miss it or that you're so happy that you've come
well,
so far?
Both. But I think about like in terms of the addiction analogy, like when one of my friends gets their hair straightened, oh, I remember that feeling. I can smell the hot comb. I can feel the hair cascading down my shoulders. And I just am like, maybe just one blowout. Like, just one. And listen, no one is making me not. I just, I'm nervous to straighten my hair again because I used to just do it every week.
Me too.
That's a lot. Like I would get it done.
No, see, I would do it. I would do it myself because I'm cheap. But it was
I'm cheap
every
now.
Time my hair got wet.
Like when I was on tour and I just had money and was, I didn't have rent. I didn't have bills. I just was making money. I was like, okay, I'm going to get my nails and my toes done. Right. I'm going to go get my hair like that. Like right now it's different, but like, I loved that feeling. And even now this weekend, I'm like, okay, I'm going to Vegas. I'm meeting my husband in Vegas because he's gone for the week. I'm meeting my husband in Vegas on Sunday. Should I surprise him with a blowout? But then I thought, I keep going back and forth, and I go back and forth all the time. Will this addiction ever stop, or will this be me for the rest of my life? And what will happen if and when I straighten it again?
Yeah.
Will I go back?
I see. I don't miss it at all. I do not miss it. I don't think about it because I don't feel like me anymore when it's straight. I feel like I look so plain, Jane, that I could be anybody in the crowd. Ooh. And I love standing out. I love being the only one in the room with a giant hair of red curls that looks like Miss Frizzle. I want to be that. That's me. Like my nieces now, I was just talking to my middle brother, Matthew, and he was saying that they're spending some time with my family members because their school lets out earlier than everybody else or their parents. So people are taking care of them for a while, and they were so nervous about their hair, right? So they're 10 and 12 years old. My 12-year-old especially. I mean, what a terrible age for girls. People are mean, especially at 10 years old. Terrible. But they are in the stage of life where people are starting to bully them about their hair being curly. So they've been straightening it, apparently, nonstop. My sister-in-law has been blowing it out. So they've been so nervous about going away and not having somebody blow it out. So my aunt and my mother apparently both made hair appointments for them during the weeks that they're going to be staying so that they can get it blown out. And that's fine. I'm fine with that, right? They're not my children, so I can't really say anything. All I can do is tell them when I see them how beautiful they are when their hair is curly and that they need to just learn how to take care of it. That's really it at the end of the day. It's just learning what products work for you, trying different products and seeing this worked, this didn't work. And that's it.
And that's the thing. So that is my saving grace. Like whenever I do think, okay, do I want to get my hair straightened? I do look in the mirror and I happen to have a good hair day that day. And I'm like, wait, I do love my curly hair. And I will say, like, when I chopped it off, I was not intending a big chop, but that is what happened that day. And I was transitioning and that was really tough. Like it was hard to go from, okay, I'm Miss California, my hair is down my back, to I now have an afro at my ears. It just was so incredibly hard. Well, now my hair has grown out quite a bit and it like blows in the wind. My afro blows in the wind. It feels good. And I see the height that my hair can get. I'm like, I like this. This is me. And it's not time yet. That's the conclusion that I've gotten to every time. I'm still like, I do think that as humans, we have the right to be versatile. If you want to wear wigs, you want to shave your head, you want to straighten your hair, you want to do whatever, you can. So that is okay. But I also am like, just Salisha, like as long as you're not straightening your hair because you don't like
the curls.
That was the intention back
in
the day. Of
course, you got to hide what you don't like, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy that's what society has told us for so long, which is why it's still, look, my nieces are growing up with me, somebody who takes pride in their curls, somebody who they look up to and has curly hair and wears it natural. They're still facing bullying for having a different look than everybody else.
That is so crazy.
It's great. At 2024, people, and we're still here. I don't think it's ever going to change. I think it's just society. We keep systemically saying the same narrative again and again, that it's going to be hard to break, even for people that have mentors or people that they can look up to. People are still freaking mean in school. I mean, that's why I was bullied. Big hair, big nose. People did not like that about me. I got my hair pulled on a daily.
What?
Oh, yeah. People were
hair pulled?
Oh, pulled backwards. Yeah. Yanked.
Oh, I literally could never fathom a thing.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about bullying one day because, man, let me tell you, got some good stories here. The way you sneeze is so cute. My God. I'm so jealous of people that have cute sneezes. Mine sounds like a trumpet or a volcano has just exploded. God.
Oh, my God.
Should we start talking about some products that we have loved or use, or do we just want to do one product that we're obsessed with currently?
Yeah, let's do our favorite product.
Oh, okay.
You go first.
Okay. I cannot survive because I don't like, so when I was growing up, it was very popular to crunch your hair with gel, right? Yes. To give it that curly look. And it looked crunchy, like crusty, right? Like it was the look to be wet and like hold and not have any. So unlike what you just said, that your hair blows in the wind, you did not want that growing up. I never liked that look. So I'm not shocked that I didn't curl my hair at that stage. But I do love using like gel in my hair now, but I don't like that crunchy look. I still want it to have movability. So the product that I use at the end, and this has been a game changer for me, it's called, it's by Wella Professionals. It's called Oil Reflections Light. It's the Luminous Reflective Oil. And I put 4 little squirts of this in my hair. I rub it into my palms and I take it and I kind of put it all through my hair and it takes away the gel. So it leaves the hold, but takes away the look of the static gel. And it's just the best product. I'm obsessed with this thing.
Let me see it. Oh, nice. I've never heard of this. I've never seen it.
It's like $30 a bottle. I found it on Amazon. Actually, somebody, another curly haired girl was using it in a video. And I was like, okay, well, I'll go try it. And then I'm obsessed now.
30 is kind of a lot.
I know.
No?
But it's a kind of big bottle. I only use 4 squirts every time.
Okay, that's so fair. That's fair.
It's not like you're...
If it will last you, and I will say like I've used a lot of different hair products, especially
girl,
like
that's part of having a curly hair. You got to try every product, right? And when there's a new one, you better believe I buy that.
Oh, you know what though? I have found something that really works for me. And after using it, I threw away a lot of other products because I was like, oh, I don't need to go back to anything else.
Okay, so what do you use? What's your go-to?
InnerSense. I use InnerSense. Yep,
that's one of my, that one right there. You know why I started using this, Alicia?
Why?
Because you and Marisha was talking about it on your podcast in that episode that I was listening to. And I was like, oh, I will try this thing that you are talking about. Marja, yes. Yet. And I was like, ugh.
What are your thoughts?
I'm obsessed. It smells delicious. It smells so good.
And do you read the bottle?
Oh my God, the bottle's so beautiful.
Take a breath.
I create my own reality with powerful thoughts.
I love
it. It is beautiful. I've only tried the I Create Hold, the gel.
Oh yeah. That one's, I like that one.
Which one do you love?
Well, okay. Their texturizer.
Okay. I'm going to write this down. Not that I'm editing this episode and could write it down later.
I know. No. The texturizer at the end, I love their texturizer. And also the shampoo and conditioner, like the hair bath. It's like the conditioning. Oh, gosh. There's a specific title for it, but it's like the conditioner hair bath and then the corresponding conditioner. It is so moisturizing and it cleanses my hair so good. This is not sponsored.
No, we just really like the product. You can sponsor us though if you want.
They have sponsored me before. I love them. Like they really are like only because I reached out to them and I just told them how much I love
them. It's on my list of sponsors.
Oh my gosh. I really do love them. Yeah, it kind of has changed my curl pattern. Like, yeah. It's just such good natural products. It's like I don't have a bunch of crap in my hair anymore.
Yeah. Well, that I have like a 6-step routine, I think. And I'd love to like get it down to like 2 things put in my hair and be done, just because that's what takes up the most time is like actually getting it in my hair and going through all the steps in the process. But no, I loved it. I wanted to make sure to try it first. So I got the 2 fluid ounce bottle and I will be purchasing the 8 fluid ounce, which I think is about $30 on Amazon. But once again, curl products are hard to find for cheap.
That one is worth it and it lasts a
long time. Oh yeah, because I only use probably a quarter sized amount and that's pretty good for a good portion of my hair.
I feel like I used to use a lot of product, especially because my hair, but maybe that was back in the day when I washed my hair once every freaking 3 months. So yeah, you're going to need a lot of product because your hair is disgusting.
Created a helmet of hair. Gotta get in here, chisel it away.
But now it doesn't take that much. It really doesn't. And then feels good.
I love a new product. It makes my entire, like especially when it works and you're like, this has changed the entire reality for me. But that's kind of the fun. Like, I really enjoyed looking for products and seeing what worked and what didn't for me. It was, I don't know. I love it. It's kind of fun. You get the small bottle, you try it out. It works. Cool. It doesn't. All right. Well,
the stuff that I've gotten in the mail, like from Black Hair in the Big Leagues, I got a lot of like hair people sending me stuff. The stuff that I've tried so far, I really do enjoy like the different variations. And so far, no one has sent me anything. Actually, no, I don't.
Celicia has a bald spot on the back of her.
No, God forbid, knock on wood. Oh my gosh, it's literally my biggest fear. I'm like, why? I don't know this company. Do I try it or do I throw it in the trash?
I'll super glue some hair from my head and nobody will ever know the difference.
Oh,
just a
my
random
God.
Spot of red dyed hair in the back of Celicia's head.
Heck no, man. But no, so far it's like I kind of finding, yes, it is partly what product are you using, and then the other part of it is, do you know how to use
it? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how to apply product? Because that alone, like, you can use some cheap old eco styler and get a bomb look. Is it good for your hair? No. Will it get the job done? If you're using it right, yes.
So maybe that's what we talk about next time, to kind of leave people off with a wanting more. We talk about like how we use the products and
in what
ways. I'm going to write that down, because otherwise, not that I don't edit this podcast and not going to be able to hear it later.
Look at us both writing.
This is what happens when you get old. That's what I tell my students. I'm like, if you don't see me write something down,
it's gone. It's lost in the ether.
Yep. Nope. It's lost somewhere in my hair, but it's certainly not in my brain anymore. Do you want to sign us off today? I have the opening. I'll pull it for you. I'm going to put it into the chat, which I always forget that we have. All right. There you go.
All right, y'all, this has been another episode of Curly and Confident with Emily and Celicia. Until next time, keep embracing those curls, stay confident, and remember, what makes you different makes you beautiful.
Bye, friend.
See ya.